ball, share the ball, have body movement, those sorts of things. And now all of a sudden, you kind of can turn the page and build as you move to Sunday. That's the hope as we lead the tip.
And you just spoke to it a bit, but let's circle back as we talked about this from time to time this season. Pace versus speed. There's a difference.
There is. When you talk about playing fast and speed, that's up and down. That's getting the ball going and going boom, boom, back and forth. When you talk about pace, that's all in the half court. And it's getting bodies to move. That ball is getting multiple sides of the floor. You're going from one wing through the top to the other wing. And it's going back and forth. A really good possession. It can go 5-6 times without getting a shot clock violation because that ball is moving. And then you get the defense to move. And realistically, nobody wants to play defense for that long. If they tell you, they're lying. There's no basketball player that I know that wants to play defense that long. If you could tell somebody, you know what, you're going to play defense the entire game and not shoot at all, this floor would be empty.
Oh, you love playing defense.
No, I hated it. I had to play, but I hated it.
It's such an interesting contrast because if you're a Rutgers fan, you're thinking, man, if we could just be decent on offense, we'd be an NCAA tournament team. Badger fans are saying, man, if they could just be a little bit better on defense, they score enough, then you're chasing championships and you just feel a lot better about things. So we'll see who gets the better of areas of improvement needed here tonight. Doug Sermons, Don Daly, Owen Short are your officials. Badgers in the home white, the cardinal trim, and Rutgers in the traveling red and the black and white trim as we are ready to roll for the last time this season at the Kohl Center. Home game number 17 for the Badgers. They are 13-3 in this building this season. It's game number 156 for Tyler Wall as he gets cranked up with his teammates one last time. We know Tyler plays with great energy. Key for him to harness it, right? Be in control.
I just hope he didn't have too many Mountain Dews. just one, not five. I'll have the five. You
there
have
we
the
go.
One.
That's right. Cliff Amore and Stephen Crow ready to jump center.
And you know, we've talked about all that stuff. But right this to start this game, you've got to get off to a quick start.
Yes.
Like the first 3 minutes and 6 seconds in Piscataway, you were down 9-0. And they took the air out of your ball, and they went home with it. You can set the tone right now. That's what Wisconsin has to do. They've got to set the tone early on in this game.
Yeah, that was. They've had some games where they started fast, but that was not one of them, and really never got into a position to make a hard run throughout the course of the game. So now we are ready to roll. Wisconsin and Rutgers at the Kohl Center, and the opening tip will belong to Rutgers, and the Scarlet Knights will move to our right to the first half. We're underway in Madison. Jeremiah Williams out front. At the right elbow, pulls, pops over Hepburn and hits right away. Williams at 18 against Wisconsin and gets a bucket early on tonight.
And Chucky and Max have to communicate. They tried to switch it. It was just a little late.
Badgers moving to our left in the first half. Stephen Crowell against Cliff Amore. Now Wall versus Hyatt. With the basketball is Max Klesman. Simpson on him. A bounce to Wall. In the lane. Goes up right hand. Good, and we're tied at two. Rutgers coming out straight up defensively. It can mix things up on the defensive end. Book is man-to-man in that opening possession. Derek Simpson will throw to Williams. High on the left. High screen, Amore. Williams against Max Klesman. Throwing right side for Hyatt, who shoots a lot of threes. He'll try a long two. Hits off the rim and out. No good. A.J. Storr the rebound. He'll turn and go. Left side of the front court is Storr. Kicks to Klesman. Fakes the three. Steps back. And fakes another three. Finds Crowell at the top. Into Wall. Mid-post left. Turns double-teamed. And tried to get it out of there to Klesman. Pass intercepted by Jamichael Davis. Turnover Wisconsin. Davis on the push. A pass to Hyatt on the left wing. Got deflected by Klesman, but Hyatt gathers. They wrap it right wing for Davis. Inside Amore. Right block. Knocked away. Got it back. Throws to Davis. Rotates Simpson. Feeds Jeremiah Williams high on the left with a shot clock at 10. Minute and a half in. Tied at 2. Williams off the left wing. Lost his balance against Storr. Ball is loose. Picked up by Wall. Sliding to the floor. Gets rid of it to Klesman. And here comes Wisconsin. Max front court to the right side. And a whistle as they stop play to as Cliff Amore is favoring his left shoulder. And the best shot blocker in the Big Ten, second best in the country, looking like he is in a lot of pain, and they are taking him back to the locker room area.
Ooh. And it looks like his shoulder's out of place, is what it looks like.
Ooh. Store inbounds to Hepburn near the right corner. Chucky drives baseline in the lane, threw it away. Wanted Klesman, picked off by Derek Simpson. So another Wisconsin turnover. Simpson will kick it to Davis, flips a three left side. It's good. And Jamichael Davis, who does not shoot many threes, just hits one. It's 5-2 Rutgers.
Wisconsin started that game in New Jersey with 11 turnovers in the first half. Now they only had one in the second half. But this start again, too many turnovers early on. Yeah, 2 minutes in this game.
Yep, turnovers on back-to-back possessions. Here's Crowd backing on Evoli, who's in the lineup now, and a right-hand jump hook, right block, no good from Crowd. Rebound, Wall picks it up, throws it up, missed, but a foul, and Tyler Wall goes to the free throw line. Emmanuel Evoli in the lineup now. He was listed as questionable. 6'10", 260-pounder is in for the injured Cliff Amori.
And all of 260.
Yeah,
his shoulder, I mean, big, wide shoulders.
Yeah, put together. The foul is on Hyatt, his first, and Tyler Wall, a 67% free throw shooter, at the line for a pair.
That's Mark Tauscher's shoulders right there.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, now, not the gut. I mean, it's a little bit trimmed up there by
Wow. The bully.
I mean, Tausch is a little bit more of a round, but
yeah,
I mean,
it's
a jolly round with Tausch, right?
The sneaky, nimble
Yeah, absolutely, right? It's a jolly round.
Wall and Tauscher sharing something in common. They get a couple of senior nights in their career. As Tyler,
I love you, Tosh. All right, I love you.
Tyler, this the first hit, the second free throw. 5-3 Rutgers, about 2.5 minutes into the game. Here's Derek Simpson. Pull-up jumper, left lane line, rattles out, no good. Evoli, the offensive rebound, left block, feeds Davis in the lane. Shot blocked, got it back, turns it out to Hyatt, and wide open three right of the circle is good for Andre Hyatt. He'll try five of those per game on average, and it's 8-3 Rutgers. Scarlet Knights with a couple of triples. They came in 29% from three for the year. Here's Klesman left of the lane. Throws to Hepburn into Wall off the left block. Gets doubled. Retreats to the left wing. Wall picked up the dribble. Whips it to Hepburn between the circles. Refeeds Wall. Inside feed. Crowd catches. Single coverage of Boley. Now the double from Davis. As Crowd left shoulder turned up right hand. Back rim and down. Nicely done from Stephen Crowd. 8-5 Rutgers with 3 minutes 15 seconds into the game. And Hepburn gets a steal of Simpson. Chucky to the line, down the lane, goes up, blocked by Simpson. And a foul is called on Derek Simpson as Hepburn with the pilfer, he goes to the foul line. I thought he got a lot of ball there, to be honest.
If you're Wisconsin, you take this. I thought there was a lot of ball there. I really did.
Said it before, won't complain, but looked pretty clean. The first free throw is missed from Chucky as John Blackwell will check in for A.J. Store. It's 8-5 Rutgers, 16:42 left in the first half. Mentioned Rutgers, the three-point shooting woes, but against Wisconsin and Piscataway, the Scarlet Knights hit 10-17. Chucky hits the second free throw, 8-6 Rutgers. Five of those came from Noah Fernandes, who went 5 of 5 from the three-point line. Here's Simpson outside right. Hepburn trying to get into him. Hard screen of Boley. Simpson's open. Foul line jumper. Off the rim, no good. Klesman snaps down the rebound. And here comes Max to the front court for the Badgers. Lisa for Hepburn. 16:20 left in the half. 8-6 Rutgers. Wall. Jump stop in the lane. Throws it up. No good. Got his own rebound. Right block. Turns. Up right hand. Off the left side iron. No good. Simpson the rebound for Rutgers. A little bit of a force inside. Here's Andre Hyatt on the left wing. Hyatt against Wall off the left wing. Taken away by Max Klesman. Helping out Tyler Wall inside. Klesman gets the steal. Max right sideline. Dribbles off the wing. Leads up for Hepburn. Bobbles the hot pass. And another turnover. Evoli comes up with it. And here's Jeremiah Williams. Darts at the Hyatt. Right corner. Wall flies by. A throw to Simpson. Wraps it Williams. Turns it left corner. Davis tries a three. Off the rim. No good. Wall the rebound. 15:38 left in the first half, 8-6 Rutgers. We'll see three subs in for Wisconsin at the whistle. Crowd open for three, straight on. Back iron, no good. Evoli the rebound. Both teams will substitute three. 15:20 left in the first half, 8-6 Rutgers. Derek Simpson, the sophomore out of Mount Laurel, New Jersey, sets the floor for the Scarlet Knights, throwing to Jeremiah Williams. He's with Klesman. Williams turning down the Evoli screen. Kills the dribble, left foul line extended, flips to Evoli up top. Hands off to Simpson. Simpson glides right wing, five to shoot. Simpson against Wall. Simpson dribble drive in the lane, floats it up good with the right hand.
Good finish by Simpson.
10-6 Rutgers. Here's Wisconsin the other way. Klesman dribbling off the left wing and now takes it outside right. 14:50 left in the half. 10-6 Rutgers. Hepburn left points, loops it inside, Crow catches, single coverage, Emmanuel Eboli. And he knocked it away, and a foul is called on Eboli. That'll be his first as we finally have our first media timeout. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. And by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what's of value. Visit ClearyBuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. 14:42 left in the first half. Rutgers 10, Wisconsin 6. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Save big money at Menards and start your next project today. Countertops are the center of a home, from elegant to everyday options, with easy installation that you can do yourself and durability that will last you from crayons to calculus. Transform everyday spaces into gathering places with custom craft countertops from Menards. Visit our kitchen showrooms in store or go to Menards.com for your free estimates today.
Save big money at Menards.
The morning show on WFHR, it's Cutting Edge.
So they have up on their sign, due to unforeseen circumcisions, the dining room will be closed this evening. Sorry for the inconvenience. What happened?
Oh, dear.
Boys are getting hazard pay. When did Pizza Hut have meat cutters?
Oh, wow.
We got to walk away from the mic on that
Yeah,
one.
That's that one. That's a little late night there, Melissa.
That would hit close to home.
Yeah, getting a little salty.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, only on local. Grown radio.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
Top-tier tri-clean gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. 10-6 Rutgers leads Wisconsin 14-42 left of the first half. Nolan Winter on the floor. Marcus Silver along with Storr, Blackwell, and Hepburn. Noah Fernandes in the lineup for Rutgers, and Cliff Amore has returned. Wrap on that left shoulder. Inbounds pass to Blackwell off a high screen from Winter. Blackwell, left of the circle. Amore went out with a left shoulder injury early in this game, but he is back in there now for the Scarlet Knights. Winter hands off to Hepburn, seven to shoot. Chucky in the paint, whips it to Ilver, tries a three, right side, off the right side. Iron no good, and the rebound comes down to Austin Williams for Rutgers. Austin Williams, high screen, Amore. Williams right lane line, stops. And a pass inside, and that is thrown away out of bounds. Wanted Amore, Winter in front, kind of screening off the receiver, if you will, turnover Rutgers.
And last possession for Wisconsin. Chucky gets into the paint, passes to Marcus for a good shot, but I thought he could have taken that 12-foot jumper, put a lot of pressure there.
Bruce Storr at right baseline, gets it out of there to Ilver as the Badgers reset the offense. 6 minutes in, 10-6 Rutgers. Hepburn left of the circle, leads it for Winter. They work the perimeter to Storr on the right wing. A.J. Storr against Gavin Griffiths in the lineup for Rutgers. Right lane line jumper. Storr rolls off the rim and out. No good. Winter ties up Amore. They get a held ball. Arrow, Wisconsin. Nice job by the freshman.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Nice job, but be aggressive. And then that's what you didn't see in Piscataway. You didn't see the physicality. You didn't see those sorts of plays.
Hepburn inbounds to Winter, gets it back to Hepburn, throws to Ilver at the top, turns to Blackwell high on the left, and tried to split a double team, lost it to Austin Williams, ahead to Gavin Griffiths, right of the lane, up left hand, and good.
It's five fast break points already for Rutgers, five of the 12, that's what they need.
And the Badgers again, loose with the basketball, that was the case in game one against Rutgers. It's the case here early tonight, 12-6 Rutgers. Blackwell slips, falls down on one knee. He gets the pass away to Ilver. Feeds Storr, barrels in the lane, got tripped up and fouled. That'll be team foul number four against Rutgers. And that's on Gavin Griffiths, the 6'8 freshman out of Simsbury, Connecticut.
And if I'm AJ Storr, I'm catching and going every single time until there's a body that stops or until I see a body.
Yeah.
That driving lane was wide open. Sometimes he gets too happy shooting outside jump shots.
Raul Klesman and Wall back in there for Wisconsin, joining Storr and Chucky Hepburn. As Crowell throws to Wall, baseline right in the lane, out the Storr, left corner. A.J. behind the back on the dribble to the rim, shot blocked by Amori. Rebound batted around, gathered by Gavin Griffiths. Griffiths to the front court for Rutgers. He'll throw to Jeremiah Williams, right corner for the Scarlet Knights. Bounce pass Amori, right block against Crowell. Turns, flipped it right hand, no good. Rebound Wall. 12:50 left in the half, 12-6 Rutgers. Wall to the front court, throws to Hepburn. Quick pass Crowell, top of the circle. Crowell finds Wall, a flip to Storr, left corner. A.J. off the Wall ball screen. Left foul line extended, throws to Hepburn, finds Max, open three, right side. Off the rim, no good. Jeremiah Williams the rebound. And Williams, knocked away by Wall, but Williams gets it back, runs it down right wing. Isolated against Klesman. Now stops right elbow. Good job by Max. Pass stolen away by Chucky. He's on the breakaway down the lane to the rim. Two-hand slam dunk. Chucky Hepburn, another pilfer for the junior out of Omaha.
And the biggest thing is bring some energy to this building.
12-8 Rutgers, 12:06 left in the first half. Noah Fernandes at the center circle against Chucky Hepburn, who's getting into him. Fernandes on the dribble, hands off Austin Williams, and almost stolen away again by Hepburn. Austin Williams gets it back, and it's stolen by Hepburn again. Another steal for Chucky. Right side front court, loops it to Klesman, top of the circle. Whips to Storr, measures a three, takes the three, and makes the three. From the left pocket, timeout Rutgers. Badgers within one, and there's life in the building right now. This will be a full timeout. Calling all Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and a friend to experience a Badger basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day Sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. 11:44 left in the first half. Rutgers 12, Wisconsin 11. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts,
the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
With more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. And Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. 12-11 Rutgers, 11:44 left in the first half. And when play resumes, Kamari McGee will be part of it. And it's been a minute. He's missed the last 11 games.
Well, and in those 11 games, he's Wisconsin. It's 4-7 without him. You talked about it before the game a little bit, but what Kamari brings is energy, effort, a lot what Chucky just was giving this Wisconsin team. Now, can Kamari come in and do that same energy? They've already forced 7 turnovers by Rutgers. I mean, that's a huge number early on, not even 10 minutes into this game. Now, can Kamari come in, slide over, give Chucky the rest that he needs, and still keep up the defensive intensity that Wisconsin has had so far?
Nice ovation for Kamari, and they'll watch his minutes. First time back in a while, so let's see how long it takes for him to get into game rhythm. He's against Derek Simpson right now. A throw to Fernandes, high on the left with Klesman checking. Fernandes puts it on the floor, right of the lane, almost dragging the pivot foot, throws it up, missed, but a foul. And Noah Fernandes, senior, the transfer from UMass, will go to the free throw line. Klesman with a foul, his first.
And it's a situation where Fernandes probably does drag the foot to lead to a travel there. But Kamari came over, did enough. Max didn't need to over worry too much, just worry about staying in front there. He doesn't. Even though there's a little bit of that drag of the foot, you got to keep your chest there so you can't give the foul option.
Fernandes misses the first free throw. He's an 85% free throw shooter, and he splits as he makes the second. 13-11 Rutgers, and the Scarlet Knights putting on a little backcourt resistance. Badgers break it. McGee throwing to Crow. Back to Kamari. Left point thought about it. Dribbles off the wing, and the lane floats it up. Welcome back, Kamari McGee. Tied at 13.
How great is that to see? Those little minutes that Kamari's going to give you is energy like that.
Wasting no time getting into the flow. Here's Jamichael Davis. Feeds Gavin Griffith. Snaps off a deep three, and that's short. Rebound A.J. Store. Store on the run. Up the middle to the line. Shakes down the lane to the rim. Layup, no. And it comes down to Cliff Amore, and here comes Davis. The other way on the push. Feeds Simpson. Throws to Griffith. Now Simpson for three. Right corner. Good. Derek Simpson for three, and it's 16-13 Rutgers.
It's another three in transition.
Rutgers 3 out of 5 from deep. Wall into Crow. Low on the right. Layup, no. That is a rebound. Goes up. Blocked by Amore. And Cliff Amore, a factor again. He had 8 blocks in the first game against Wisconsin. And starting to mount them up here early tonight. Amore hands off to Griffiths. Back to Amore. Screen and roll. The lane goes up. Got it. It counts. And a foul. Amore with the bucket and one. And the lead is 5 for Rutgers. Already 2 blocks for Cliff Amore, and he gets his first 2 points. Nolan Winter will check in for Crowell. They'll get McGee for the foul, his first.
And Greg isn't happy, and I don't have the scouting report in front of me, but Big Steve Hart showed that DHO, and it allowed the slip to Cliff Amore to get to the front of the basket.
Yep. Dribble handoff, by the way, if you want to know what DHO means, as Amore hits the free throw.
I like that.
See, trying to help.
Basketball players aren't smart, right? Dribble, hand off, DHO. And we can't make, you know, football would be 9 different letters and flies and jets and this. No, DHO. Keep it simple.
19-13 Rutgers as Wall with a high fastball that goes through the hands of Nolan Winter and out of bounds. 19-13 Rutgers, 10:09 left in the first half. 5 turnovers for Wisconsin, 7 for Rutgers. Chucky Hepburn back in there for the Badgers. We mentioned Winter in for Crow. Here's Jamichael Davis outside left. Turns down the Gavin Griffiths screen. We'll throw to Griffiths at the top against Wall. Right of the lane he is now. Fernandes trying to turn the corner against McGee. Flips to Griffiths. Tries a deep three. Right side. Good. And Rutgers just likes playing Wisconsin when it comes to hitting the long shots. 22-13, the Scarlet Knights now on a 9-point run. 9:40 left in the first half. McGee left point. He'll throw to Nolan Winter between the circles. Wolfolk is in there for Rutgers. Another big, a muscular big off the bench. And Wall can't handle a pass. Another turnover. Griffiths has it for Rutgers. The freshman leaves it for Fernandes at the top. He'll try a three. It's off the rim. Rebound Store. 9:18 left in the first half. 22-13 Rutgers. Hepburn outside left. Throwing to Wall. Turns to Store on the right wing. A.J. Store pass deflected by Javis. It goes back to A.J. Hard left-hand dribble in the lane. Pushed it up. Blocked, but a foul. Looks like they'll get Griffiths in there for Rutgers, and that'll be the case, and that'll be his second.
He's talked a lot about pace, man. the ball is not moving multiple sides offensively. And then when they're trying to do it, they're trying to force too many passes that aren't there. And you look at the turnovers that Wisconsin has had, not a lot of them are forced. Right, so like they have to be sure of them. Like they're not. It's not like it's an attacking, aggressive turnover. It's a pass or a lob pass into the post. It's a sloppy pass where you don't get it with two hands.
AJ missing the first free throw. Crowell in for Winters. Second free throw for Storr, and that's no good. Simpson the rebound. So AJ missing both, and Simpson quickly to the front court for Rutgers. 8:55 left in the half. 22-13 Rutgers. Simpson high on the right on the left hand. Dribble, takes a left elbow, slips a pass for Antoine Wilfork, can't handle it. Storr does. AJ up the floor, left of the lane, spinning around a double team or through a double team, and he gets fouled. Well, he had the foot on the gas pedal there. He's able to draw the contact. It's on Jamichael Davis, his first, and the team's sixth. Storr is out, Blackwell is in. Austin Williams will come in for Rutgers as Derek Simpson sits down. Chucky Hepburn, baseline left, will inbound for Wisconsin. Down nine with 8:44 left in the half. Inbounds pass to Crowell. Stevie high on the left. Antoine Wolfolk defending. Now Hepburn throwing a wall at the top. Beats Chucky. Left of the circle. Loops it to Klesmith with 15 to shoot. Max goes into Crowell, right of the lane. Backing his Crowell, gets Wolfolk, goes up, right block, missed it off the glass and rim, and the rebound tapped out to Austin Williams. Goes cross court, left to right to Jamichael Davis. He'll feed high, it steps into a three, straight on, bricked it wide left, rebound dug out by Crowell. 8:15 left in the half, 22-13, Rutgers. Here's Steven Crowell, top of the circle, feeds Klesman on the left wing. Max getting a screen from Crowell, curls in the lane, pivots, finds Hepburn, turns to Blackwell, right corner. And they drift out to the wing in front of the Rutgers bench. Now moving in, baseline right, pushed it up, missed, but a foul. And a couple of shots coming up for John Blackwell as Davis picked up his second foul as we have the under eight immediate timeout. Wisconsin just 5 of 17 from the field so far. The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. And Badger fans, tonight's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Brew Pub, Latamata Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. 7:56 left in the first half. Rutgers 22, Wisconsin 13. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, all right, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 22-13 Rutgers, 7:56 left in the first half. Butch, you got to sell these guys down a little bit here.
Well, and here's, this is part of it. Offensively, you're not scoring the ball. You're moving the ball, but you're not finishing your layups. You're 0-7 on your layups. You're not finishing strong down below. Because you're missing layups, it's giving Rutgers an opportunity to run a little bit. They've got 8 fast break points of their 22. And yeah, they've hit some 3. You play the percentages, man. Like, it's a situation where, you know, they're 347th in the nation at 28.9% from 3. You play those percentages. But I think I'm most disappointed in 0-7 on layups. You got to finish, even though there's a shot blocker down there, finish through the chest.
Free throws are good for Blackwell, hitting him both for his first 2 points of the game. That stops that Rutgers run at 9. The Badgers had gone dry for nearly 3.5 minutes. 22-15 Rutgers, 7:48 left in the first half. Jeremiah Williams gets a screen from Wolfolk and is a wide open jumper and knocks it down for the foul line.
And Max has got to get over this. He can't get caught on the screen.
And he most certainly did. Antoine Wolfolk setting it. Guy who had some football opportunities coming out of high school. 7:30 left in the half. Here's Klesmet, right wing. Dribbles off the wing, and the lane poked away, but a foul. They're going to get Derek Simpson. The Badgers are in the 1-1. It's team foul number 8 of the Scarlet Knights. 7:25 left in the half. 24-15 Rutgers. Max had 16 points Saturday against Illinois. Rutgers did a good job against him last month in Piscataway, though. Just 3 points as Klesman missed the front end of the 1-1. Wolfolk the rebound.
And that's the other thing you're going to have to start talking about with Wisconsin. When you look at the free throw line, 4 of 9.
4 out of 9. It's a good free throw shooting team. Not the case tonight. Williams wide open 3 up top. Missed it. Crow the rebound. Wolfolk in there with Cliff Amore on the bench. Pepper, left sideline of the front court. Chucky on the wing, left side. He'll throw to Crow. Turns to Klesman, high on the right. Max one dribble, leads it for A.J. Storr. Storr against Jeremiah Williams. A feed for Hepburn, throws it back to A.J., 10 to shoot. Storr kicks it to Blackwell for 3, left corner is good. 46% shooter from distance. Blackwell with a big 3, Badgers within 6.
That was a big 3. Offensively, I still would love for them to play with a lot more pace.
6.5 minutes left in the half, 24-18. Rutgers, Jeremiah Williams slips on the floor, and he ran out of room, I believe, went out of bounds. It'll go to Wisconsin. Williams lost his balance and hit the sideline right in front of the Wisconsin bench.
And when I say pace again, it's in the half court. They catch the ball. Rutgers is icing the ball screen, which means they're pushing it down. So the ball handler comes. The big Stephen Kroll catches that ball up top. He looked. That look should be half a second. If there's nothing obvious, swing that thing. Get the defense to move more. Instead, they're holding it an extra, you know, second or two, and the defense is loaded.
Hepburn inside. Amore back in for Rutgers. Storr for 3. Right wing nailed it. Second 3 for A.J. Storr. 24-21 Rutgers. 6:15 left in the first half. Andre Hyatt trying to shovel the pass to Griffiths. It's punted out of bounds by Klesman.
That's a big-time 3 by A.J. Storr. Now, I don't want to live with that. Tough shot.
Yep. He's a guy who can drive the ball, get to the foul line. Badgers in the bonus.
They're in the bonus with 6:13 left.
Simpson, sideline right, inbounds to Jeremiah Williams. He's against John Blackwell. A throw to Gavin Griffiths, who's covered up by Klesman. Griffiths on the dribble. Left of the lane near the baseline. Turns it out of there to Williams. And they'll reset the offense. Jeremiah Williams against the freshman Blackwell. They isolate. Williams right of the lane. Fades, flips, right lane line, off the rim and in. Members bounce for Jeremiah Williams. 26-21 Rutgers.
And you said it. It was isolation. It's one-on-one. Who's going to win the battle?
5:42 left in the first half. Chucky Hepburn on the dribble against Derek Simpson. A throw to Klesman high on the left. Bombs it into Crow, left of the lane, single coverage Amore. Stevie backing, mid post left, backing turns, left shoulder in, he will flip it in with the right hand. There you go, 26-23 Rutgers.
Well, you needed that because Steve started the game 1 of 6 from the floor.
He was able to go 1-on-1 and win that matchup with Cliff Amore. He's down He's hedging the screen. Williams driving right of the lane. Layup rolls off, no good. Rebound fought for. It's loose. Digging it out of there is Jeremiah Williams. Finds Griffiths for three. Right of the circle, no good. Crowell the rebound. With 5 minutes left in the first half, Hepburn runs up the right sideline. Chucky on the dribble off the wing. In the lane. Whips to Max for three in the tie. Left side. Tie game. Lesman for three. We're tied at 26. 4:50 left in the half.
Big play. Chucky gets the paint. Sprays it out for the three.
Badgers have hit their last four shots. Derek Simpson sets the table for Rutgers. Simpson left to the lane. Stops. Finds Amori low on the right. Goes up. Missed it inside. Crowell the rebound. Outlet pass to Max Klesman. Klesman to the front court. Hard left hand dribble in the lane. High arching shot off the glass and rim. No good. High at the rebound. Outlet pass Jeremiah Williams. Hits the brakes. Finds Simpson. Takes the three. Drives baseline right. Turns it out. Jeremiah Williams feeds Griffiths right side. Griffiths right of the paint. Pulls. Goes up. Way short right hand. It's into the hands of Blackwell. Running three on two. Klesman right side. Thought about it. Thought otherwise. Throws to Crowell at the top of the circle. 4 minutes left in the half. Tied at 26. Storr against Hyatt. A.J. outside left, skips it Blackwell for three, right corner. It's off the rim and out, no good. Amori the rebound.
Good pass by A.J. Storr there.
3:48 left in the first half. Wisconsin and Rutgers tied at 26. Jeremiah Williams goes to Cliff Amori between the circles. He'll give it up to Simpson outside left. Simpson a pass intended for Griffiths, stolen by Klesman. Here comes Max down the lane to the rim. Layup, no, score with a rebound, slam dunk. Badgers take the lead 28-26.
And it started with their defensive intensity.
Here's Derek Simpson walking it through the midcourt logo. Simpson off the Amori screen, right of the lane, pulls, pops from 10, around and out, no good. Blackwell the rebound. Here comes John up the right side. Blackwell taps the brakes, high on the right, retreats a couple of steps. Jeremiah Williams defends, a throw to Hepburn, high on the left. Chucky on the left wing against Gavin Griffiths. Chucky now drives, baseline left, stops left block, feeds Crowell, whips to Klesman, turns to Storr right side. He'll take the three, off the rim, no. Hepburn trying to tip, hits into the hands of Blackwell, low on the right, and he'll peel it out of there and reset the floor. 2:40 left in the half, 28-26 Wisconsin. Hepburn right corner, goes inside, Crowell will catch, right lane, finds a cutting, Blackwell low on the left, goes up, got fouled. And there's Blackwell again with that hard cut to the rim, and he'll go to the free throw line when play continues. We'll take a break. Badger fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a Brew Pub Pizza. Loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew Pub Lots of Mozza Pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. We will take a break as Gavin Griffiths just picked up his third foul. 2:34 left in the half. Wisconsin 28, Rutgers 26. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 2:34 left in the first half. Badgers now on a 7-point run, and they lead Rutgers 28-26. 10 turnovers for Rutgers. The Badgers have converted those into 11 points. 6 miscues for Wisconsin equals 8 points for Rutgers.
But I think the main part is on the defensive end, they've been connected. They've brought energy on that side that's then led offensively. And then obviously Wisconsin hit some threes to create some more space. But it's been defensively, and it's amazing when you guard at a high level, the energy it gives you on the offensive end. And then I think Rutgers has made some mistakes as well. I'm giving credit to Wisconsin, but also Rutgers was just with just some decisions on that end offensively that you kind of just shake your head at a little bit. And think,
yes.
You know, so.
John Blackwell at the free throw line. 7 points against Illinois before fouling out on Saturday. Hits the first free throw. He's 3 of 3 at the line. 6 first half points for the freshman out of Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. 29-26, Wisconsin. Second free throw for John on the way, and good again. Talk about a guy who can restore order as a freshman. That's John Blackwell. He'll come out, wall is in.
But he's able to get to the free throw line and just calm. Right?
Yeah.
Averages, you know, 7.9 a game, but it's just how he does it in a calming way without having to run a play for him.
30-26, Wisconsin. Wolfolk hands off Noah Fernandes, chased by Kamari McGee. And a step back mid-range J is good for Noah Fernandes. 30-28, Wisconsin. 2:15 left in the first half. McGee to the front court, throws to Crowell, whips it high on the left for Klesman. It is around the Crowell screen, top of the circle. Kills the dribble, throws to Kamari right corner. Fernandes defends. McGee with a bounce for Wall. He's doubled by Hyatt and Fernandes. Tyler in some trouble. Dribbles to the corner, bounces to Klesman, 9 to shoot. Max in the lane against Davis, goes up, and it's ripped away by Jamichael Davis. Well, there's a veteran move from the Rutgers freshman. There's Hyatt left of the lane, and he gets tied up and fouled. Great guard campaigning for a foul at the other end did it. The Wisconsin coach is hot. Good physical play from Jamichael Davis. As Kamari McGee picked up that foul, that's his second. 1:48 left in the half, 30-28 Wisconsin.
And if we're being honest, I really didn't think it was a foul on Max. Max initiated the contact. They're gonna
Yep. This physical, physical Big Ten ball, right?
Yeah.
Inbounds pass to Antoine Wolfolk. Hands off to Austin Williams. Bobbled the handoff. Got it back. Drives right lane. Line up right hand. Around and in. Broken play turned into a bucket. We're tied at 30 with a minute 35 left till halftime. Chucky Hepburn in for McGee. Chucky throws the Wall, top of the circle. A flip for A.J. Stewart at the left point. Hooks a pass to Wall, left of the lane. Double team. Tyler now digging as Williams. Jarred loose. Ball is loose. Dug out by Austin Williams. Another Wisconsin turnover.
Not dug out, just taken away.
Wow. Here's Andre Hyatt's outside right. With a minute 10 left in the first half, tied at 30. Now deliberate with the offense. Noah Fernandes almost stepping back beyond the half court. Fernandes on the dribble against Wall. 5 to shoot. Fernandes lost the dribble. Now he got it back in a wild flip. Goes off the glass. And here comes Wisconsin the other way.
Fernandes is on the floor. Go, go.
And now here's Klesman driving in the lane. Pushed it up right hand. Got it.
Thank
they
you.
They win eventually.
Thank you. And it was because Fernandes was still trailing it.
Yeah, they had.
Go, you had the advantage.
They had another half second.
Yes.
Of a 5-on-4 at best. 32-30, Wisconsin with 30 seconds left in the half. Wolfolk at the top, hands off Austin Williams. Inside the left elbow, the jumper is good. Williams with 4. Tied at 32 with 20 seconds left in the first half. Shot clock is dark. Hart has a use it or lose it if he wants it. Use it or lose it timeout. Looks like they may play through here. Hepburn outside left. 10 seconds left in the half. Tied at 32. Chucky working off screens from Wall and Crowell. 5 seconds left. Here's Max on the deck in the lane. Leads it for Storlow. Low in the right, up and in. And that's how the first half ends. Beautiful. beautifully executed at the end of the half, and the Badgers take a two-point lead into the locker room.
Kind of came off of a double drag and then a pin down for Max. Max curls that, and because he curls it, gets the paint. Good things happen. A drop off to AJ Storm.
And we are at halftime in Madison. Listen to coverage of the NCAA championships on the Varsity Network app, powered by Learfield. Fans can hear Westwood One's exclusive national coverage, along with most school broadcasts through a multicast option. That's only on the Varsity Network app, available for free in your app store. Halftime in Madison, Wisconsin 34, Rutgers 32. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The puck drops for Wisconsin men's hockey postseason this weekend, and it'll be a series you won't want to miss. Secure your tickets today and get loud. We need you to help bring the energy to the Kohl Center this weekend. For more information and to purchase your postseason Badger men's hockey tickets today, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Madison, Wisconsin 34, Rutgers 32. A.J. Storr with 10 points. John Blackwell off the bench with 7. Max Klesmit with 5. 4 for Steven Crowell. He has 5 rebounds. 3 for Tyler Wall. 3 for Chucky Hepburn. Chucky with 3 steals in the first half. 2 points for Kamari McGee back in the fold after missing the last 11 games. For Rutgers, Derek Simpson and Gavin Griffiths each with 5 points. 6 for Jeremiah Williams. 4 for Austin Williams. 3 points each for Andre Hyatt, Cliff Amori, along with Jamichael Davis and Noah Fernandes. 34-32, Wisconsin leads Rutgers at the half. Coming up, our halftime chat presented by American Family Insurance. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Are you ready for this?
March into Clary Building Corp for the biggest savings of the season. It's our Customer Appreciation Days sale, March 14th through the 16th. At Clary, it's all about you. You deserve the best materials, the best warranties, and most importantly, you deserve the Clary team to deliver it all. So no matter what your building needs are, get the best prices of the season during Customer Appreciation Days, March 14th through the 16th. Visit clarybuilding.com for more.
Hey Badger fans, ready to make a career move that's sure to score big? Join our winning team at UW-Madison. From accountants and chefs to painters and veterinarians, we've got a diverse roster for all skills. As one of the largest employers in Wisconsin, we offer competitive salaries, state group health care, and opportunities to level up your talents. That's what you can expect when you work with Bucky at UW-Madison. Join our dedication to innovation and the Wisconsin idea. Apply today at jobs.wisc.edu/Bucky and score big with UW-Madison.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
Shh. While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, We would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
It's Ford Truck Month.
Are you ready?
And we're celebrating 47 years as the best-selling trucks in America with special once-a-year offers on Ford F-Series.
Are you ready?
Featuring the new 2024 Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Celebrate with us, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Based on 1977 to 2023 industry reported total sales.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Halftime of the Kohl Center, Wisconsin 34, Rutgers 32. One of those games you're watching it, you might do a double take because as choppy as it was for Wisconsin, it's found a way to lead, albeit by just 2 points. But credit to them, Brian, because this looked like the makings of a repeat in terms of the turnovers and all that. But they have battled through it, at least to this point.
Well, they've battled through it, and here's the thing. They're 1 of 11 on layups.
Yeah.
So you look at it, they fought, they found a way, they're up by two. And they haven't finished around the rim at all. So that's the positive. And I think a lot of it started with the defensive intensity. Chucky gets a couple of steals. They start finding their way. Chucky's got three steals. Tyler's got two steals. Eight total steals as a team for Wisconsin, which has created some opportunities to get out and go. Hasn't resulted in made layups, but now you can spray it, make some threes. But not a great, half a basketball, but I'll use the word gritty. How about that?
Yeah, that works.
A gritty half a basketball.
It's that old line, gritty, not pretty. 1 of 11 at the rim, and they're still at 1 point per possession.
For sure. And part of that is just the way that the game's going, but in general, there's a lot that still offensively that Wisconsin's left on the bone. It really is. So.
Yeah. At the foul line, starting to, John Blackwell's 4 for 4, but Wisconsin as a team just 6 of 11 at the foul line in the first half, as opposed to 2 out of 3 for Rutgers. 34-32, Wisconsin leads Rutgers at the break. More of our halftime chat presented by American Family Insurance coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Trusted by car enthusiasts and professionals alike, Gunk Engine Degreaser is a highly effective automotive cleaning solution designed specifically to eliminate grease, grime, and oil deposits from your vehicle's engine. Gunk not only promotes optimal engine performance, but extends the lifespan of your vehicle's components as well. For performance you can rely on, ask for Gunk Engine Degreaser. All the auto parts you need at the value you expect. Now that's bumper to bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming
It's Ford Truck Month.
Are you ready?
And we're celebrating 47 years as the best-selling trucks in America with special once-a-year offers on Ford F-Series.
Are you ready?
Featuring the new 2024 Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Celebrate with us, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Based on 1977 to 2023 industry reported total sales.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
At the half, Wisconsin 34, Rutgers 32. There was a grinder in the Big Ten last night. Michigan State able to outlast Northwestern. We say this every year, I think, Brian, and you get to this deep in the season. You still have the conference tournament. You got one game. The Badgers have a game left on Sunday at Purdue, the conference tournament. But you get to that time, I think every conference is feeling this way. It's about time to break away.
It's time to break away. It's time to play. Get to your tournament play and get to the NCAA. And that's where it's at. Like, the season's long, and you're starting to see that a little bit.
You really are. In a season where the scoring is up considerably in the Big Ten. Last year, the highest scoring team in conference play was Iowa. I think it's 78. There were three teams averaging in the 80s, and I think six averaging 75 and above. There was just one last year. So we are seeing, you know, I don't know, worse defense, or we'll just say better offense maybe, or just bad defense.
Or new rules.
Let's be honest.
I've heard a lot of coaches try to explain, it's this, and the player. Well, how about we just look at the rules on top of it? They've taken away the charge in the game.
They have, yep.
Like, just because of those rules. So now all of a sudden it creates more space. And when you have space, space equals scoring.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the big things. Yeah, I think players are better. All of that is true. I get that. But
yeah,
I think the rules is a big part of it.
And there's no doubt. You look at other sports, this just in, TV partners like offense.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. And we are seeing more of it this year throughout college basketball. 34-32, Wisconsin leading Rutgers at the half. We'll check out some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Famous Wurstmacher's Bob and Tony in the Smokehouse.
Beef, summer sausage, and salami. And because they're from Usinger's, you know they're the best. Made with all lean beef and imported spices, cured and smoked the old world way. Because quality has been Usinger's number one ingredient for more than a century.
Ah.
Made right here in Milwaukee since 1880. Usinger's, America's finest Worcester.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, you bet.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine, constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Jeff, I'm standing courtside where this team is about to celebrate a staggering win here in the fourth quarter. I just spoke with the team captain, who told me they owe it all to Kohl's, where fans found the license gear, game day hosting fines, and other essentials they needed to rally this team to victory. He said, quote, "Great brands, great prices. Discover it all at Kohl's and Kohl's.com." Back to you.
Badgers lead Rutgers at the half, 34-32. First half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Wisconsin, 12 of 29 for the floor, 4 of 9 for 3, 6 of 11 at the foul line. Rutgers, 13 of 29 for the floor, 4 of 9 for 3, but just 2 of 3 at the foul line. Badgers a plus 3 on the glass, 5-3 in second chance points, 16-12 in paint points, 11-10 in points off turnovers. Wisconsin's turned it 8 times compared to 4 assists. Rutgers with 6 times and 10 first half turnovers. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
At the half, Wisconsin 34, Rutgers 32. This is the halftime report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel, white-tailed deer, black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
All right, ready for the second half, 34-32.